Republican David Jolly was elected to Florida's 13th congressional district during a special election in March 2014 following the death of longtime incumbent Bill Young. He was reelected that following November and is now running for U.S. Senate. Congressman Jolly is our guest for Florida Matters Newsmaker Special this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, Jolly discusses what he is hearing from voters.
You know, I think we live in an environment right now where security truly is a fundamental concern. You see what is happening across the world stage. You see a very different national security environment, both in ISIS and others who are marching across the Middle East, but with the current Iran deal, with Putin marching across the Ukraine, and now what are we doing in Cuba? Many are concerned about national security. We do hear about how far the pendulum has swung under the current administration with a very different view of government from the last administration. And I mean that from an academic standpoint. You know, the president in his last 18 months has the presidency he always wanted. He is going after a very big government approach to overregulating many industries, and that is of concern to people. But at the end of the day, it always comes down to the same issues. It's domestic security and economic security. What is the Congress and the president doing together, or what are they not doing, that is securing for the United States peace and economic security, meaning job creation and economic security? Those are the fundamental issues every time.
So you're seeking the Senate seat being vacated by Marco Rubio. Is he your man?
Actually, I have already offered my support to Jeb Bush, but I say I'm excited about having a president from the state of Florida, and I actually think there's four or five candidates who call Florida home, but I'm really talking about Jeb and Marco when I say that.
This summer, you announced your support for same-sex marriage as a policy, saying it's appropriate for states to recognize same-sex marriages and traditional marriages. You went on to say that you also believe in the biblical definition of marriage, sure, of one man and one woman. So the critics just pounce all over
sure,
you.
Sure, sure.
John Stemberger, who backed the 2008
right.
Ban on gay marriage in Florida, called you a coward and betraying the very people who put you into office.
Right. So a couple things, Carson. I actually articulated this very same message during the special election. I did so on Political Connections on a Sunday morning, and I remember going to the parking lot and calling my mother. So I'm a preacher's kid. My father's a retired Southern Baptist minister. That makes my mother a preacher's wife, and they still serve a community in Pasco County. And I remember that day during the special election calling my parents to say, hey, the news story this week is going to be that I support same-sex marriage on same par as traditional marriage. I've done so since law school when I realized constitutionally in the late 90s that I don't look to the state for the sanctity of marriage. I look to my own faith and my own God. And I think the Constitution affords everybody that same right. Why it wasn't picked up on in the special, I'll never know. But when I affirmed last summer what I had said several times before, it did catch the political storm. I understand for many people this is a hard issue. I respect that. I also understand for many people, like John, it's not a hard issue. They are very resolute in their belief. I'm somebody who, as a matter of my Christian faith, believes in traditional marriage. But as a less government conservative that believes in individual liberty for everybody across the country, I believe it's appropriate and it should be required that states recognize both same-sex marriage and traditional marriage. Marriage, as I see it, is defined by my God and my faith, and everybody should be afforded the same liberty to do the same.
Republican Congressman David Jolly represents Florida's 13th congressional district. Of course, we've invited the other candidates for Senate to appear as well. You can hear more of our interview with David Jolly on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.